Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Skankfest 2019, presented by Infinite CBD.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The world's first comedy party, Skankfest NYC, is back, and we're going bigger than ever before.
Holy shit, I've done so much to make this a thing.
It was a lot.
Were you not a part of history?
This year, we have 3 full days of Skank festivities.
June 21st through 23rd at the Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn, New York.
They want to hear the blop blop.
Of course they want to hear the blop blops.
They want it.
Over 150 stand-up comedians and live podcasts.
Including the Legion of Skanks, Ari Shaffir, Dan Soder, Michael Che, Cumtown, Janine Garofalo, the Lucas Brothers, Nate Bargatze, Kurt Metzger, Jake the Snake Roberts, Doug Benson, Tony Hinchcliffe, the Goddamn Comedy Jam, Robert Kelly, Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, the Anthony Cumia Show, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Ron Bennington, and many, many more.
It is the Legion of Skanks.
Skankfest NYC is back.
There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right, that we were winning.
Tickets are on sale now at skankfestnyc.com. Infinite CBD presents Skankfest 2019.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Slayer. Never have, never will.
Then why did you grow the facial hair of a metal Mexican? You looked so in your habitat.
I know, we said metal Mexican. I'm just imagining a Mexican robot. Like you've built the ultimate gardening tool.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
How are you doing, señor?
Para español, primer número dos.
The ultimate gardening tool. All right, here we go. Real Ass Podcast. That is a terrible song recommended to me by somebody in the chat, and I forget how much Slayer stinks ever until I hear them. Is there a good Slayer song? Is there Harrington, you're a piece of fucking shit.
Nah, I don't know one, man.
Not a good Slayer song, right? In the live chat, if you guys are in the live chat, let me know a good Slayer song. Maybe we'll play it. Or, you know what, fucking, maybe we'll open up the lines. 573 Gas Line here live at the Gas Digital Studios, 10:30 a.m. A little bit early today because I got to go after this and see my son has a performance. So being a dad is more important than having the show start at 11 a.m. I apologize for everyone that is used to it at 11. If you didn't get the message, I do apologize again. But we have a great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here as always. What is up, my friend?
How you doing? What is your son performing? Are you allowed to say?
I don't actually even know. It's like
he's doing
a song
on a live podcast.
He's stripping, actually. He's doing a sexy dance and taking his clothes off for money.
Guys, being a good dad's more important. What's your son doing today? No clue.
Well, I know he's doing. It's weird because he's doing a song and a poem, but I don't understand if it's like a play or like if it's a performance. There's no fucking structure to what they do. Who knows what it is? Is it a play? Is it a fucking performance? It's a performance. That's the best way to describe it.
A recital.
The kids are going to present something. There it
is. Yes, my child is presenting today.
Presenting something.
That is the truth. My son will be presenting today for adults.
Has he been like working on it or anything?
You know, to be honest with you, he has no commitment to this. I've not seen him put any effort into this fucking...
Father, like son.
I hope it's like a poem.
James Gomez presents.
I hope he can fucking hire some people to help him make it at least look good.
Imagine if it's this like really dark poem about Lewis.
I know.
Just tearjerker.
Just some the future.
It's the darkest thing he knows. Mom's boyfriend.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. He is dark though. He's a black man. Does it bother me? Find out in Lewis J. Gomez Presents Lewis J. Gomez, available April 1st, guys. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Shannon, somebody sent me a plug song. Oh, but I think he probably wants me to pay for it. But he didn't say I have to pay for it. So technically, he just sent it to me, and I could just play it, right? What's the legality on that?
Is the guy's name John something? Because I think he sent it to the official email as well.
Yeah, I believe
so. Do you want to use it?
Yeah, use it. Let's see how it sounds. Maybe, you know, we'll see if the fans enjoy it. It's original music. If the fans enjoy this as the plug song, we'll test it out. We'll fucking, then I'll negotiate the deal afterwards. But if you sent it to me and it's already made, then it's like, you know, it's like if somebody makes you a cake and then you're like, oh shit, I don't have, like, but it says happy birthday, John, on it. But,
and then you eat it and then they're like, you had to pay for that. And you're like, well, it was here.
Well, let's just say, what are they going to do with that cake? You know what I'm saying?
I've never related to a fucking scenario more than what you're talking about right now.
Well, I'm looking at it. I looked to my right and my left, and I was like, "How
you
can
got
I connect?"
A cake. Yeah, this cake is finished.
Yeah. The cake could say, do not eat, and we're going to be halfway done with
it. It's just poison.
It's a urinal cake.
Yeah, it's former winner of the Battle of the Badass Bands. And he, what's his stage name? John's stage name again. Why am I drawing a fucking
cushion
blanket?
Pusher?
Yeah, it's Cushion Pusher. And he did the music for he's done, I think, all the intros for the past couple of years on the Real Ass Podcast. So.
Did he also do the new Guest Attack? Wasn't that from him?
Maybe it was. Maybe, I don't even know.
Right, I'm going
to
start.
Did the email say that I have to pay him? What does it say?
No, it says, what's up, Lewis? Figured it was worth a shot, but I wanted to make some original music for you to use when you have guests do plugs on rap. Hope things are good.
That sounds like... free.
That sounds free,
that
right?
Sounds, it does
free.
Sound free.
I don't trust anybody, though. Yeah. This is a cynical part in my mind. Because, like, I'm like, what do you want, Cushion Pusher? What's your fucking play?
If he wanted money for it, he would probably send a clip of it and be like, for the whole song.
But what if it just says, this is a Cushion Pusher original, like, every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
You know they do that in, like, audio things? They'll do, like a watermark, like an audio watermark?
Mm-hmm. Hot 97.
Yeah.
Contact about Sound Exchange.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's do Cushion Pusher's music. And if people like this, shit, fuck. I sort of offered him money just now like a fool. Edit all of that out.
You negotiated against yourself.
What did I do? He didn't mention money at all. What a fool.
Yeah, you
Why
fucking
did you think
idiot.
That?
Because nothing in life is free, Shannon. Maybe you don't know that.
I mean, he's getting a plug right now.
I barely remembered his name.
Yeah, but now he's listening to this going like, oh, I could have gotten money for this.
You know? I know. What a fool. You are a fool, Cushion Pusher. Negotiate better next time. You could have gotten some cash. Look at this place. This place is fucking worth $1 billion. Everything here is so nice.
We have an almost fireplace.
We could have fucking got, we could have had a full fireplace if we wanted one. That was just a lot to deal with. Listen. Play the plug music. Maybe we'll throw a Cushion Pusher, a Free Realized Podcast mug available at merchpump.com. Yeah, this is it. All right, guys. Plugs.
This is awesome.
Give a little more. Ah. It's very laid back.
This is like the beginning of a movie.
I thought it was Eye of the Tiger.
Rocky 3. Yeah, that's the movie.
Ah, right.
You're thinking of Rocky 3.
No. This is like Rocky, dude.
No, this is Creed 3.
This is, I like it. It's very like, what's going on, Brenna Sagalow? Very happy to have you here. What would you like to plug, my friend?
Thank you for having me.
That's a great way to do it as well. I can introduce everybody while they do their plugs. Bruh, bruh. I ain't fucking around, dog. Yeah, I'm dope at this. Go.
Please go to my website for all my dates, brendansagalow.com, and listen to my podcast, The Stupid Little Podcast. Also, tonight, Lucy's Laugh Lounge in Pleasantville, New York. I'm headlining.
Sweet, dude. I wouldn't take that deal. Not enough cash.
Yeah,
anyway,
no, you told me that last time.
Paul Hooper.
Yeah, man. Don't take that gig, huh?
Dude, yeah. Me and Cushion Pusher are going to burn this place to the ground.
I'm gonna
throw a Molotov through the
You look like the cushion in Cushion Pusher.
I'm Cushion Pusher.
They said...
like a rap group?
Yeah. Cushion Pusher's a two-man rap group. Oh, he's Cushion,
I'm
obviously.
Cushion. He's Pusher.
Hype man, yeah.
Paul Hooper. Paul Hooper's here. Yeah, very happy to have you back. It's been a minute, dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
I love having you on the show. Very funny comedian, Paul Hooper. Been in the business for too long.
Yeah, really, truly.
What would you like to plug, my friend?
My dates, paulhoopercomedy.com. So I got some road stuff, city stuff. I'll be, yeah.
Yeah, you do, stud.
Mm. Yeah. It's all there. Yeah.
Zach and Miko.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on Guess Digital Network. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies. And hey, if you're in the tri-state area for WrestleMania weekend, April 7th, I have my first ever pro wrestling death match at Capital Wrestling's Ready or Not. Day of WrestleMania, it's an early show. Hit me up and I can probably hook you up with at least discount tickets. But, you know, I'd probably get you in.
It's fucking dope, dude. A couple things to plug really quick. April 12th, I'll be with Kim Congdon at Two Roads Brewery in Connecticut. I forget the name of the town, but it's Connecticut. It's not that big, right? Come on. And then also... I don't really have any more live road things right now coming up for a minute, but a Skankfest, guys, there's...
But you're going to be in LA. You're probably going to do some shows while you're out there.
I'm going to be in LA next week. I'm going to be probably at the Comedy Store. If you look out, I'll be tweeting about it, guys. You'll probably be able to see me if you're in LA doing a couple gigs. My special. This is the most important thing, guys. My special comes out April 1st. April 1st. That is my birthday. That is this Monday. It is my first comedy special. I'm very proud of it. I'm very excited. And I'm very, very happy and very appreciative of all of the positive feedback that I've gotten. The amount of the lack of negative feedback that I've gotten. Shannon, you can cut the music for a second. It's fine. It's a very good Cushion Pusher. Thank you. But the amount of negative feedback that I've gotten is so minute compared to the amount of positive feedback. That's how I know it's actually good, because people love to talk shit, mm-hmm. you know, and the only thing people can say is that I'm a fat fuck on my special, and I am. It is what it is. If I could do it again, no, I am. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, compared to you guys, like, I understand, like, you're like, no, you look pretty good. I'm talking about what I can be.
Hey, is that special?
What?
That's my goal weight.
I know. You'd be great if you fucking look like me. That'd be great, but I'm me. I'm
not your face.
Dude, I'm way, literally. And I am talking about, not even exaggerating, not a joke, I am 4 or 5 times as handsome as you in the face.
No.
4 or 5 times as handsome.
Maybe handsome, you have like good handsome. Bone, but I'm like, I have like cute and my eyes are blue and I'm my face is like really nice.
Doesn't he look like, really nice. Who's that weird fucking copper cab guy? Who's that?
Copper cab?
Copper cab, copper something. He's the guy that was fighting with Gavin McGinnis. He's a weirdo.
I don't know. No clue.
What's the guy that had a
Colin
beef?
Colin Cowherd?
No, it's Cop or something. It's a weirdo on the internet who's having a beef with Gavin McGinnis, and he was trying to fight him, and now he's gotten in like crazy shape, but he used to be like a fat guy, and he was a tranny for a minute. Pull this guy up.
There's a lot going on.
This guy's, I don't even know what it is. I have no idea what it is, but it's always been in my peripheral, and I remember always just going like, that guy looks like Brennan Sagalot. That's as deep
as you're thinking of me.
That's as deep as I've ever gotten into the Gavin McGinnis copper. What's his name? There's a name.
Oh my God. Somebody tweeted at me.
Copper cab.
Yeah.
That I look like that guy.
Yeah.
This was months ago. No. This was months ago.
At Brennan Sagalow. You look like copper cab.
But now this guy's in incredible shape.
Oh yeah.
But now he's in shape.
Oh yeah. Okay. I love this guy. He's the ginger souls guy.
Yes, that's right. That's what like South Park.
Yeah. Whoa.
What is
a tranny?
He was for a minute, right? He was trans for a minute.
That ass.
He's all right, so stop. Now, but look, go back. This is new. This is him in shape. Go back to fat him. Because this is, people are going like, yeah, that doesn't really look like Brennan Sagalow. See,
yeah,
there we go.
Like
I thought you pulled up a picture of Brennan Sagalow just
that
now.
Looks just like
and
me.
I legitimately really.
I'm more handsome than this guy.
You have his
have
fucking
charisma.
Face.
I don't have a lisp.
Bitch, you or him. There's no difference.
There's it's no. You if you could grow a better beard and mustache.
And you zoom in on
don't
my...
Don't you zoom in on his face. It's fucking batshit. This is a doppelganger, nigga.
Okay. We don't have to... No. I mean, look at my hair. My hair is better. My face is... I'm funnier, I hope.
You're probably funnier. Go close in. Go fucking do the same shot, Shannon.
And get rid of Gavin in the shot, too.
Wow.
Now, don't be
it's
angry.
It's really close.
He's not angry. What he's doing is he's just not happy. Now, look, put your head forward. Straight in your head. No, it's still tilted at an angle. Exactly the same face.
No, he's a little thinner.
You are cuter. You're more lovable.
I'm cuter.
You are, for sure.
No, there's no difference. What are you talking about?
I think I have
anybody in the world that doesn't know you guys, if you walked in one room and then the other guy walked back in, there would be no question. No, am I wrong or am I right about this?
No, they would do the thing where they think it's a mirror.
And they're like Charlie Chaplin. Yeah.
That guy has dead eyes, you know?
Yeah.
I also have more coffee. Yeah. I feel like, yeah. A little more love.
Brent, I'm not saying, I'm not even hating. You actually attacked me, and that's why I have to put you down now.
I know. I realized I attacked
you. Attacked me, and but you have to know that I'm four
times. I don't
even
remember what I said.
4.5 times as handsome as you.
Well, it really is subjective to each their own. Some people like me, some people like criminals.
Nobody, there's no woman in the world that would choose you over me. I'm sorry. They're not out there. What do you want me to say? I'm not even handsome. I'm telling you right now, I'm a fat fuck right now. And the point of this is, yeah, I'm a fat fuck in my special.
We both have freckles, which is
yeah, but they're charming on me. They're on my lips.
They're charming on me.
That's herpes.
They're on my lips and balls.
They're on my lips and the base of my cock.
But I'm having a freckle outbreak right now.
They burn. My freckles burn.
I feel like I'm being mean right now, but
you're not. I can take it.
It needs to be stated.
I think it's subjective, dude. I think there's some people that would like you,
and some people want to fuck grown up Bobby Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even like I'm, but the point is, if I ever do another comedy special, I'll do it in August because every year I get in shape in the summertime and I'm fat every winter. It's impossible. And then the stress of also putting together a comedy special, there's no,
yeah.
I thought I'd be able to get in shape and it just didn't happen. And
Lewis's special looks like they woke him up from hibernation to start telling jokes.
But fuck it, dude. But even then, people love to fucking shit on me and love to hate, and I'm barely getting any hate, which for
it's
me,
good,
it's for me, it makes me feel like, holy shit, dude, I actually did something right. Because it's very hard when you're this married to the material and you're doing it this for this long and you're working on it to really, you know, look at it in a, you know, objective way. So, but I'm way better looking than you. If there's a woman listening right now, okay.
You can stop there, by the way.
Okay.
There's a woman listening right now.
573
I think women look at it like, what would the date be like? Where would he? I would take them out. I would listen. I wouldn't look at my phone. You would be.
I don't look at my phone. I think that's the worst thing in the world. I put my phone when I'm in meetings, yeah. when I'm on a date, my phone's away, baby boy.
That's great.
Okay.
That's
because it sends a message that I'm fucking keyed in with that person. I get mad at Ralph. We go to business meetings all the time. Ralph has his phone face up. It'll start bleeping and blinking. It'll start texting Shannon. Awful. Am I wrong or am I right? He'll be in the middle of a meeting.
Any conversation, like he'll make me stop everything I'm doing and then one word into it and he'll be like, oh, sorry, hold on one sec. And just like check his text. He's the worst with
the
phone.
It's terrible. It sends a message that you don't give a fuck about the person that's sitting in front of you. I read an article about this a few years ago and it made me not be able to unsee this. So now when people do that, I get very offended. I smash their phone and I threaten rape upon their female family members.
Yeah.
You got to make an impression.
We both wouldn't do that.
That's also, I feel like I'm like becoming like a self-help guru that's willing to commit crimes. That's sort of like the angle that I'm going for.
It's a perfect way to live, really.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
April 1st, Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez. Everywhere you can buy comedy specials. If you're buying the special, the video, buy it from gasdigitalnetwork.com. That's where I make the most cash back on this thing. And it's also $11. Only $11 if you get it there. If you buy the album, buy it from iTunes.
Because we're making
iTunes.
This motherfucker the number one.
Yeah, we want to be number
top
one.
Top of the Billboard charts right here.
Exactly. And they only do the album on the Billboard charts. So make sure you guys review it, do all that other stuff, and do it on April 1st. I really appreciate all the fucking
feedback.
And
you really should. I mean, you give out so much goddamn free content.
Thanks, buddy.
What the fuck is... How much is what?
$12.
$12
for the special.
Bucks?
$11 if you get it on Gas Digital. $8 for the album if you want to just listen to the audio version of it. I'm really excited to show everyone the intro as well. I almost want to do it. I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it on what show comes out on Monday? Friday show?
Yeah.
So on Friday show, I'll show everyone the intro. It's fucking dope. Animated by Sven Staffels, who's a great animator out of Europe, and the intro music by Jamie Joseph from Hatebreed, which you guys can get a little snippet of it on the Clips.
Oh, Hatebreed's great.
Yeah, it's the shit, dude.
By the way, that venue looks amazing, too. The Clips I've seen of your special, too. I like the way that looks.
Incredible. The Cutting Room here in New York City, really, really great, guys. And, you know, fuck it. Yeah, buy it. Sorry, I can't do the Andrew Schultz method and give it out for free on YouTube. I'm sorry. Andrew Schultz's like, dude, you just got to put it on YouTube. I'm like, yeah, Andrew, you're fucking famous, you dickhead. Everyone's been putting their clips on YouTube forever. Yeah. I don't get 500,000 views on it. I got 11,000 views, nigga. So, yeah, you got to buy it. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. You know.
But what about your hot takes on sneakers and calculator watches?
I love Andrew Schultz. And Andrew Schultz, he's also a fucking brilliant comedian. Yeah. All bullshit aside.
Yeah, he's legitimately hysterical.
And he's doing shit that I love, man. The type of comedy that he's doing is, mm-hmm. I think I do a very similar type of comedy where he just doesn't really give a fuck. He leans into the fact that he's a fucking dude, you know, misogynist, fucking. I think that sort of comedy, it's becoming a thing, you know what I'm saying? Where and guys are getting opportunities. I talked about that on Believe You Me, but Brendan Schaub, who's a fucking meathead MMA fighter, you know, he got a Showtime special, and that just isn't who's getting specials anymore. They don't give that guy a special. You have to be a fucking trans gay fucking chicken with a fucking mohawk that doesn't identify as anything in order to get anything now. That's how Tim Dillon got it.
Yeah,
that's how I described Tim Dillon: a trans gay chicken with a mohawk thing. That he
bark, bark.
Tim really does look like a fucking, if you put Tim naked and you have a fucking plucked chicken, does not look like Tim's body. Pull up a plucked chicken, tell me right now.
Is a photo of nude Tim?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. This is a new segment. Is this Tim or is this a naked chicken? We'll see. Go. So you pull up either a picture of Tim, ideally shirtless, or a naked chicken. All right, wait. What do you think?
Yeah.
Los Angeles. Exactly. Meetings.
I got meetings. I got so much going on right now. Tim's living the life, though. You got to fucking live the life.
Yeah.
You gotta make that path for yourself, you know? Yeah, but it's I'm very excited about it, so I won't plug that anymore. Guys, just check out the other podcasts and go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review, right?
Yeah. You know something else? If you want to hear more of Andrew Schultz's misogyny, you can listen to
I'm sorry. Something in my throat. That's weird.
The biggest podcast.
No.
Ding.
The thing is, go listen to Shannon's dumb podcast. She's great, guys. People love Shannon. Are people mean to you on the podcast? Because if they are, it's a great show. I would imagine it's awesome. Like, if everyone just comes in and, like, just disrespects you right to your face and is...
No, but with Andrew Schultz, it got heated. We definitely did not agree on the show. Yeah.
That's good radio.
The problem with Shannon, I'm going to tell you right now, Shannon, you're too likable and sweet and pretty, and people are just going to pretend to be interested in what you're saying.
I'm not so sweet to Maddie, though, on the show.
Well, Maddie's...
retired.
Yeah, he's a mentally handicapped person. You should be sweet to him, actually. But people don't give beautiful women pushback on any of their ideas, so the problem with that is... it makes it more difficult to get an interesting conversation going because they're going like, yeah, because deep down inside they want to bang you. And for them to give you any type of pushback, and I mean it, every man that comes on your show wants to insert themselves inside of you.
That's why you should bang every guest so that they've already done it.
Exactly. So it's not even a big deal anymore. Yeah.
It's not about like negotiating ideas or anything. Most of the time it was with Andrew, but usually it's like because I have like worst date and then like a paranormal thing or a worst fight story. So I really just want to learn about the guests.
Which it's like an interview format. Yeah. So I guess that is good because I'm a bad. That's why I'm a bad. And also, Shannon, if you ever put up the Shannon cam and not have the correct Shannon cam, put the fucking right Shannon cam up right now. You. Ooh, there we go. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the other thing. I'm not a good interviewer for that reason because I'm not interested in what other people... when people come on my show, I feel as if I'm the commodity. Like, these guys are sitting here right now. Like, I get it. Like, they should be interviewing me, like, in my head. That's what I think. You know?
That's it.
So what do you guys want to know about me?
You enjoyed making the special.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Just go back all these...
But is that crazy? Well, no, and I am fucking around to a certain degree, but it is just we have a conversation. I don't interview people.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The best way to podcast. If you have like questions and everything, it starts sounding like horrible.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Imagine I was going to interview you.
What would we even talk about?
God. All right, so Brendan.
Don't.
How much better looking would you say I am than you?
not very.
Are you kidding?
You've got good facial hair and your bone structure.
I have terrible facial hair.
Literally the worst part.
You named the worst thing about me.
I'm just trying to start with a compliment. Your eyebrows are suck.
My eyebrows are good.
No, they're not.
Are you kidding me?
Look at your eyebrows. We have the same eyebrows.
No, no.
We have the same eyebrows.
I don't have an issue with your fucking eyebrows, doggy. That's not your problem. Your problem is all of your features are squished together in the center of your face.
That's true.
Like it's like somebody like
you look like a Snapchat filter.
I know. I know.
Somebody just grabbed your fucking eyes, mouth, and just said, "We're gonna put them closer to the nose."
No, everything's so proportionate. I do have a big Irish forehead, but. Other than that,
have
I think
lovable
I'm very...
doll eyes, though.
Yeah,
you know the eyes. Say
if you look at me and you go, "That guy's going to take me to a steakhouse. He's going to take me to Del Frisco." You look at you and you go, "He'll find the right place at an Avenged Sevenfold concert, like parking lot, to listen to the music." You know
sounds
what I mean?
Awesome, actually. You're literally naming an awesome date. Okay, yeah, I'll bring you to see a fucking incredible band. So.
Look, I'm not insulting you. We both have strengths that we can give to
If you're with a woman in your home right now, bring her in to the show. I need a female caller. We need a female opinion right now. Obviously, we're going to get Shannon's opinion on this. It's not even a debate. I know what the fuck. And Shannon, I'm going to give you complete autonomy today. You can actually have an opinion. You can say whatever you want. And I will not hold this against you. I swear to God. Okay?
Uh-huh. That's a lie. There's no way you're not.
I've never lied to her in my fucking life.
You just lied to me today.
You fucking bitch. Shut your face. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I would never talk to you.
Just spills
out
of my face. I know she wouldn't, but that's why she doesn't like you, because you're a pussy.
I'm not a pussy.
Women want to be. That's another thing that's unattractive about you. I'm naming another
quality. No, it's a strength that I know not to call people names and. You know, I'm like, I sound like such a pussy.
You know when you started to sound like a pussy? When you went, "I'm not a pussy."
I'm not a pussy, and my voice went up a little bit. Whatever.
Paul, help me out here. You've been around for a long time.
You're
like,
a distinguished older gentleman.
He's a good looking guy.
Dude, I am the
Paul's
old man.
He's a good looking
dude.
But also, you know, it's a type. Like, you would have to, me and Paul are different types. Mm-hmm. I'm substantially better looking than Paul as well. I'll say that.
How dare you? Well, I didn't know it'd come over to me.
I'm not hurting your feelings. This is a laughable conversation that
we're
having.
This is not a laughable conversation. Right.
It's a laughable conversation.
It is not laughable. Maybe, I mean, you know. Well, again, it's to each is your own. Everybody's
that's not even a saying.
No, that was sort of botched.
And see, we'd laugh. We'd be on a date, we'd laugh, and then she'd go, "I would never laugh with Lewis. He would just be mean to me."
But then she would suck my dick. You guys would laugh and become friends. She's like, as I'm being mean to her, she's like, "God, I want to put this man's penis inside of my body." That's the way women work. I know the way women work, doggy.
I'm not an attractive man, and I've been able to
have a very high success rate with pretty fucking hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Me too.
No.
No. Unacceptable.
I don't know your girlfriend. I don't know.
That was so real of you. That was a very real ass reaction, which hurts my feelings. But
Shannon, break this down. How? It's not even a debate that I'm better looking. But
then me or him or all of us?
Look at me.
Him. There's a debate with you, Paul, because you at least have like a, you know, salt and pepper, older gentleman. Fucking...
You're like an out-of-work professor.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's, yeah, sort of a compliment. Yeah, out-of-work
like,
professor.
Like
sort
you're
of.
Fired, but like you're still teaching classes out of your apartment.
I forget the age that I look now. Like, yeah, that I do look older.
But you're a handsome guy. You're in shape. Thank you know what I'm saying? You know, but... It's also the thing, you're a little bit smaller than me. Like, you know, I have the bad boy Puerto Rican fucking rough around the edges thing.
Yeah, bad
boy. You know,
boy.
But also fucking, you know, brilliant fucking comedian, brilliant businessman, best podcaster in the business.
Uh-huh. Humble.
Humble
yeah,
as fuck, doggy.
Yeah.
Now he's thinking about pie. Why would you bring up, why would you say that word?
I can think of pie and other things at the same time.
I know.
He does all
I
day.
Do it. Yeah, every minute of the day.
If you have a female in your home right now, 573 gas line, can you bring them into the room and can you call in? And we're going to ask them on the air, on the line, what they think. I don't even want you to set it up because I want a very real reaction. Okay. Me versus Brendan Sagalow.
Sagalow.
Hot or not. Wasn't the website, wasn't there a competition like that website for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was almost like hot or not and there was two different people and you had to vote which one you thought was better. What was that, Shannon? There was one that did that.
I thought it was hot or not.
Maybe it was. I don't remember. I never put myself up on hot or not because I wasn't comfortable enough with the way that I looked when that was a big thing. But now I've I understand that it doesn't matter. The problem is you can't call a woman a pig through your hot or not photo, you know? So imagine it was like they should have done like a hot or not video where I get to go, what up, slut? Touch that button. Dare you? And then she'd be like,
click, click.
She
hot.
Loved it. Hot. Love
Some
it.
Women love that. Some women, you know, love to laugh and have a good time.
I also
time.
Make them laugh.
Laugh, bitch.
And make them. Hold their mouth open.
They're unconscious.
Look, she's laughing. I love this. You're a king. Brilliant businessman. Go see Louis J. Gomez. Louis J. Gomez. I wish I had a girlfriend that I could fucking puppet mouth. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
What's going on here? You got to fucking, not even just fuck one for you. This is such a hacky, thing.
That
not,
is a hacky thing.
Not which one you, it, this is, you know, which guy you would, you know, would just fucking.
Who's eyes do you want to look into?
Who is better looking? Simple
question.
Who do you
think would make you laugh more, like have
That's
fun?
Is it just based on looks?
It's based on anything. Fine. You could go any metric in the
at
fucking
this point,
world.
At this
I just
point,
watched Brendan's soul leave his body. Is it based on I know, looks I was only? Like, and he just said,
well, that's not my.
He went into the sunken place.
That is. I just start doing push-ups.
His chair.
Lewis is desperately trying to figure out how to edit that into his special.
Shannon, what are we thinking?
So based on looks alone, I feel like only because, like, you already know
the more
answer.
Words she says before an
Let
answer,
her finish.
The worse it looks for
Let best. Her finish!
I mean, I would have to pick Lewis based on looks alone.
Okay, that's fine.
That's right.
That's okay.
That's right.
I've changed the lady's mind before. I'll do it again.
So have I, believe me. Believe me. Some call it threatening a witness. She won't testify, though.
Can I be in this game?
Sure. All right, Shannon. But also, you're going to lose this one to me because you, Shannon doesn't like small betas.
I'm a beta?
Kind of.
I get a 5 foot six.
I don't
get
beta.
The small, but beta.
From
him.
Man,
you're both a little
betas.
Alpha.
I am not a beta.
A little. Occasion, maybe.
You think you're an
there
alpha?
There are no betas. There's no alphas. We all just,
right.
We're all just people.
Are you crazy?
What a beta bitch thing
I don't
to
know.
Say.
That's what my therapist says.
Notorious! Exactly. Thank you. What a colossal FAG. You know, Cannon's really rubbing off on you.
Yeah, he really is, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. I don't want to be an alpha. It just is what it is. Some dogs got to be dogs, baby boy.
I might fuck you now. You're making me laugh.
I know. The way that I'm breaking you down right now makes you want to suck
You're
my
not
dick.
Breaking anything
We
down.
All need to go to the gym after this, for sure.
I'm a fat fucking piece of shit, but I'm back right now. I'm doing this intermittent fasting thing, and I'm down 8 pounds in the past 7 days.
Is that some ketosis thing? Some crazy
I don't know exactly when
do you start?
I start eating at 1 p.m. and I stop at 9 p.m.
That's not bad.
So 1 to 9, I'm allowed to feast. Those are the feasting hours.
And what do you have?
I have anything I want, but it's a weird thing because it's not like cheat days where when I was doing like keto, I know we have a call. We'll bring him on in 1 second. But when I was doing keto or doing like a really low carb, low sugar thing, when I would do a cheat day, I would binge because I was like, it's the only time I could do it. And I would just fucking try to shove in as much as possible. But now it's like, I know tomorrow, if I want to have a cookie, I can have a cookie. It's just not a big deal. There's no like urgency to like get as much food.
You're not going
to
eat the pack of cookies because you know they're going to sit there for a week.
It doesn't matter. It's a weird thing. I've never done this type of thing before. So I'm just eating substantially less calories per day. And I'm trying to just make smarter decisions. So instead of fries, I'll do a salad or whatever. But I'll eat a burger if I want a burger.
How do you do that with all the shit you got going? Do you feel like, does it make you dizzy? You change your diet in like that extreme way. Then you're like, fuck, I'm going to pass out. Like
this one, like in the morning right now, like it's the worst because it's 11:09 a.m. And I can't, and this is now on like hour 14 of fasting, right? So now, but when you feel hungry, that's when your body, somebody said that a long time ago. When you're hungry, that's your body saying, hey, motherfucker, you're losing weight.
But you lose muscle too, though?
Well, I'm not really lifting right now. I stopped lifting after I went on that vacation. So I gotta, but no, I mean, I'll go back to the gym and I'll start lifting weights and I eat protein afterwards. I mean, it's not, you want to lose muscle for that.
Yeah. When you eat a burger, do you take the bread off and everything and just eat the
Not right now, no. I'm just eating what I sort of want, but I'm eating small portions. I'm also getting full very quick. Mm. So I couldn't, even if I tried to eat, I can't eat the whole burger and the salad. Like I'm full before I'm done eating it. So then I'm like, oh, I want to have something sweet. I'll have a little bite of something or whatever. But I've never lived my life in any sort of moderation, and this is the first time that I've sort of done something like that, and it seems to be working. I don't know, because I fluctuate with weight so much that I can't look at this first week and really look at it and assess whether or not it's working mm-hmm. for me. I have to give it another week, because I went on a vacation. I was eating a lot of salty foods. I was shoving food in my face the whole time. So now that I'm back on a regular schedule, we'll see how it works. And I will keep you guys informed if it's working for me. You guys know that I've you know, I have fucking struggles, dude. It's like, I'm not as bad as Bobby Kelly, but it's a similar thing. I get fat and skinny every year. Literally every winter, I get fat. Every summer, I get in good shape. So we do have a caller right now on the line, 573 Gasline. Who's better looking, me or Brendan Sagalow? Also, put a split screen up of me and Brendan for the caller so they could also see. Really get in on us, Shannon, because Paul wants to be in this so bad.
I know. I need that attention.
We'll
so
do
bad.
Paul versus Zach next, okay?
I forfeit.
Oh, so sad.
I've got a type. I'm not worried about getting laid. I've got a type.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 diabetes.
I'm not worried about
boom.
Getting
laid. Dude, I mean, let's join forces. Any other of Ari's jokes you want to try out?
Oh, is that what he was saying?
Yeah, he did it at the Big J Roast. About Jay and Christine.
I like that you let the whole song go.
Yeah, I wanted to have his moment.
That's a good...
Zach, I say hack jokes nonstop on this show. If we're going to scrutinize every hack joke you or I say and try to hold it up against some other hack joke at some roast, we're not going to have any material left. That's a fact. Shannon, put the caller through.
I'm so mad at Shannon.
He's there.
It's a he. All right, hey, what's up, buddy? You're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Rashad, and I'm calling from Texarkana.
Rashad? Oh, is this gay Rashad?
Yes, this is gay Rashad.
Fuck yeah, gay Rashad. It's our gay black fan.
Awesome.
This is our unicorn. This is it.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Rashad, so you have probably an opinion
unicorn.
Here. Unicorn.
All unicorns.
Oh, shit. All right, so... What do you think here? I'm assuming you're giving us the gay black opinion on this.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, if we're talking about like fucking, I'd probably say Lewis. But if we're saying like long term, like keep him there.
All right.
I want to say Sagalow.
Oh, yeah. That's not true. That's also not true.
I commit. That's the Here's, thing.
I'll tell you
this
what.
This guy
happened.
Will fucking leave you.
Here's what happened.
He wants to fuck Lewis, but he would get a small
he'll
dog.
Give you a podcast, and then he'll leave you.
First of all, the question was who's better looking. So you didn't even answer the question. And then second of all, Rashad, this is why I'm not even holding it against you. You understand this show. The people that listen to this show, Legion of Skanks is a huge show, right? But we have the people that listen to the Real Ass Podcast is more, I would say, more of the intelligent more of the higher end Legion of Skanks fans. They go to the Real Ass Podcast because they get that I'm the engine that makes everything run. They get that I'm the brains, the brawn, everything. And we get the smarter people that are sort of into
this is exactly what a date with Lewis would be like
to what good content is. Now you, Rashad,
you would sit down and go, I'm the heart, I'm the beating heart of this relationship.
I love how you think I'm not an LOS fan.
No, you are. But this is the point, though. You're of a higher level of intelligence, and because you listen to this show, you understand great content. So you know that simply coming in and giving a "Hey, Lewis is better looking" answer is just not that interesting. So I'm not even holding it against you. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're just
which
sort of
would though.
Yeah.
You hang up on him immediately. Well, I think Brendan...
I'm saying that, you know, you're making the call more interesting. I understand. But answer the fucking question, Rashad. Who's better looking? There's one answer to this. There's not a fucking, you know, who's going to be in a long-term relationship. Who is better looking?
Oh, man.
He's having a problem. That's how
I'm
close it is.
Hold on. What'd you say?
I want to say Lewis, even though I'm going to get like a black eye and an STD, I'm still going to pick him.
Okay. Yeah,
you can't get a third black eye. It's impossible, Rashad.
I'm saying it's close, though. You're saying it's not even... Well, I'm saying I'm better looking, but you said it's not even...
Rashad, give me a percentage here. Is it close?
It's close. Did you see how much he was like, you know...
Ask him one more time. He was.
Is it close, Rashad? Is this even a close competition?
It kind of is.
Hang up on him. Hang on him. Stop listening to the show, Rashad. You're done. I'm done with you. You're a liar.
Look.
He's lying. It's not close. Look, it's not close.
I don't care. People have their own opinions. It's very subjective. I think I'm better looking than you. You think you're better looking than me. We're just in this, you know, it's...
I'm saying that it's not subjective. I'm saying that 100% of the world...
subjective.
100% of the world would agree with this.
That you're more handsome than him.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, whatever. Who gives a shit? You know?
That's it.
Just whatever. Who cares?
Who cares?
I
anymore?
Wish we could have done me and you with Rashad. I think it'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's right. Because yeah. You're right. You know what, Paul? I'm sorry. Is Rashad still there?
I know. I'm just begging at this point. But it's just to be
because
this
that
game.
Probably, you probably would, to a gay black man, I would say you would probably be more attractive.
Thank you.
Because there's something about wanting to penetrate a white man.
Yeah.
You look like.
Oh, here we go.
No, you don't look racist. You don't look, that's not the thing, but you look like I could pretend that, let's say I'm a gay black man. I could pretend that you're a dignified older white man that has a lot of money and that, you know, there's something fun about bending you over and fuck you in the ass. Much more than me. I'm just another brownie for him, you know?
The older thing, I forget that I'm older.
The older thing,
that
too,
keeps
but
coming back.
You distracted me by saying brownie.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call Rashawn.
Is that Rashad again, or is it a different caller? All right, put Rashad back on.
Oh, this is exciting.
We have one fucking caller that's interested
exciting.
In this. Great. Rashad, you're back on. Can you also just pull up a picture of Rashad so we can take a look at him?
I feel like he's on a landline and twisting the cord around his finger while kicking his
in
feet.
In a schoolgirl dress?
Yeah.
Rashad, me and Paul Hooper now, or we're doing you're doing Zach? No, that's not fair.
That's no. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, Zach's just feeling he's going to get hurt.
You and Zach?
No, me and Paul Hooper.
Lewis and Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Thank you so much. What a great
Paul,
day.
All right, hang up on the fucking Rashad.
That's all I needed.
Happy now?
Just immediately.
Paul,
it's a
are you
beautiful
happy?
Day.
The
sun is shining. I tell you, this is a nice moment.
Your feelings
moment.
Are a little
Thank
hurt.
You so much, Rashad.
No, it's not. I understand it, though. Look, you have to look at what's going on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand why he would say that. Paul is debatably more handsome than me. I'm not being crazy. I'm not cocky. I'm not handsome. But Brendan needs to know that he's not handsome, and he's less handsome than me, and I'm also not handsome.
That's where you're wrong, though. You were right about the Paul thing, but I think it is subjective between us. Oh. I think some women, or men, would enjoy
if
me
there's a
more
woman
than
that's
you.
Out there, I would love a female caller, but maybe not. We gotta move on.
I just saw a female's name come up on the phone.
Okay, let's see.
Just getting in.
573 Gasline. We need a chick.
It's my mom.
For the love of God.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Ashley. I'm calling from Colorado Springs.
Ashley. All right. Ashley sounds nice. Hot. I like it already. Her voice sounds hot, Ashley. I don't know. You listen to this show. We assume you're not, but you have a sexy voice. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can get into some sort of...
Harrington can confirm that I am, in fact, hot.
Wow.
Oh.
I like it. We got a hot fucking listener? Get out of town.
Nice.
What do you look like?
Are you
I'm
more attractive
short,
than Lewis?
Fit.
Short.
What's that?
You said short and fit?
Yeah, fit. Got some glasses. Kind of nerdy.
Kind of nerdy, a little fit nerdy bitch. I love it.
It's amazing.
Ashley's crushing it. So, Ashley, we respect your opinion here, okay? Not that I'm saying I don't respect the opinions of less attractive women. I just don't hear when they speak. So, Ashley, what are you thinking here? It's a competition between me and Brendan Sagalow. Forget all the other bullshit. Not who you're going to get married to. Not who you're going to have
better,
kids with.
Who's better looking?
Who is better looking?
Who do you think's better looking? Who's sweet?
Okay,
who has nice blue eyes that you can stare into
every day?
Stop
leading me fucking witness.
And who looks like they'd sell you K2.
Right, hold on. I think Sagalow's got a shot here because apparently...
Whoa.
Harrington's
oh,
seen
hell
this
yeah.
Girl.
Okay, nice. Yeah, Ashley.
So well, if she's got a dialogue going with Harrington already, she's got...
Yeah, that's true.
She's into...
me and Harrington look like we'd both be in the same band.
Sweaty, red-faced men.
I'm not sweaty at all. I'm not red-faced. Red
all right, cheeks. So Ashley, what do you think here?
Yeah. Okay, so I think his name is Paul.
Yes.
I'm not like, super familiar with all you guys.
She's not even talking about Paul.
She just says like Paul's and then hangs up. I think Paul's the sexiest.
Paul's the guy with the glasses, a little bit nerdy, you know, nice beta male. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he's not really in the competition right now.
Yeah, we're talking the Special
he's not
Olympics.
In the competition?
Not the
okay, so then Who am I choosing between?
It's between me and the unattractive redheaded
don't do
man
that
that's sitting right next to me.
Now you're leading.
Brendan. Brendan.
It's, yeah.
Brendan, do the chunk dance from Goonies.
I'm no. See, I mean, that's the type of hack shit that you'll get when you make
What'd you
love.
Say, Ashley?
Yeah, not him. Not the red.
Not him.
Oh, fuck
Thank
off,
you,
Ashley.
I was in this competition at the beginning.
All right, fine.
Sorry.
Is Paul, is what do you think of Paul, Ashley? Is Paul, who's better looking, me or Paul? How about that?
Paul.
See?
What a day.
Paul, you're better looking than me. Are you happy?
It does feel
it's
good.
It's not about you. Why? You know, you're a fucking real narcissist.
I truly am.
It's a real problem. Thanks, well, Ashley. Ashley, you just won a free Real Ass Podcast mug.
Ashley, if I see you, I'm swinging on you.
Don't say come to Colorado Springs and kick you in the cunt.
My lady, she was a sweetheart. She really was a beautiful girl.
She's so sweet.
All right, gents, let's just take a moment and talk about Organifi, which is just an incredible company. I love their protein mix, which I use every time I work out, but I really love their green juice. The green juice is fucking incredible. I'm not one of these guys who uses a bunch of supplements. I don't have time to go and figure out what the newest, greatest, you know, greens are to put in your body and all these amazing things, but Organifi has made it really, really easy because they have 11 amazing ingredients. Things like chlorella, moringa, spirulina, mint, beets, matcha green tea, ashwagandha, all of these amazing superfoods that if you were to purchase them separately would be very expensive and also really time consuming in order to consume these things. Organifi makes it super easy because they have one product that contains all of these and more, turmeric, coconut water, lemon, all of these incredible ingredients. You take a little scoop, you throw it in a little bit of water, you mix it up, boom, you chuck it down. It's delicious, it's minty, it's sweet, and it's super easy, and you feel really great. I'm telling you right now, I've been having a lot of issues just not feeling like I used to. Not as I'm getting older, I'm turning 38 in a few days, I just feel older. And since I started taking the green juice, I feel so much better in so many different ways. So right now you can get all of your favorite healthy superfoods in one drink. No shopping, no blending, no juicing, no cleanup, nothing. Organifi.com is the website. That's Organifi. They have a lot of different products, okay? And if you go there and use the promo code RAP15, you get 15% off your entire order. Organifi.com, RAP15 is the promo code. Save 15%. And yeah, make yourself a little bit healthier. All right, where were we? We got to talk about this stuff really quick. A couple things. Number one, we're done with calls for now. We're fine. So look, the Jussie Smollett case. Let's talk about that really quick.
Oh, he's innocent. He's innocent. He's the best.
Yeah, you would think that, of course. So it was dismissed. The Chicago fucking attorney general, I guess, right? They dismissed the charges. And people are sort of freaking out. Like they really wanted them to make an example out of this guy. And, you know, to catch you up, but really quick, if you guys don't know, Jussie Smollett, actor on the show Empire, said he was attacked late at night one night by two white guys wearing Make America Great hats, and they called him the N-word and a faggot and blah, blah, blah.
They put a noose around his neck and poured bleach on him.
Yeah, so they tried to make him white, which is a pretty funny way to... if you're gonna attack somebody in a racial, hateful way, trying to change the color of their skin literally is pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
You know? Come on now. I don't mind it. Like a black guy should go find a white guy and just draw with a Sharpie on his face.
Yeah, a permanent
color
marker.
Him in, fucking...
Dry erase.
So turns out this guy made it all up. He hired two of his friends who were, you know, people that he knew that were also young actors, big black guys, and he basically created this hoax so he could gain attention as sort of a victim and a hero to minorities and gay people everywhere. And, you know, they found this out and they found out this guy did this and he was arrested, 12 felony charges. It looked like he was in some real deep shit. He was fired from Empire. And yesterday it comes out that they are dropping the charges. How do we feel about this? It's weird because I don't have any emotion for it. I want to talk to you guys about how you feel first, and then I'll get into the way that I think. But what do you think, Paul? What do you think about them dropping
the charges? I'm confused by the whole thing, how he got out of it. Like, some kind of agreement? Some kind of... What did he... Like, plea? What did he... That's it. It's gone.
I read that thing that you sent me, Shannon. Yeah, he's completely out of the charges.
Because I saw one of the cops, or like, police chief or someone's... super upset about it, right?
Yeah, Everyone's pissed about it.
That they dropped the charges.
Yeah, because, you know, look, it's the deeper issue there. It's like you're using like real fucking hate, and it's a very divided time right now where people are fucking jumping down each other's throat, and there is real violence and there's real shit that's happening out there on both sides, and you're creating something that doesn't exist for such a selfish reason. And you know, I think that that's why people are so emotional about it and so upset about it. But
yeah, it's all fucked up, and now it's even more confusing. Like, it's gone every direction, so I don't even know.
Yeah,
none of it makes sense. Like, now.
Well, I mean, look, I think it sort of makes sense. I understand why he did it, and when you sort
why
of
did
look,
he do it?
Well, like, he did it because think
our
about
power
this
to like help him.
If you are a victim, you know, you can use that to really get some attention. It was a very high profile story. So if that really happened to him, you know, his whole story, his version of the story is that he fought these two guys off and he fought back and he's a gay, you know, black man. He's proud of this fact and he didn't let them push him down. And this is the country that we live in and he was a victim. And that, you know, he'll be turned into a hero. Look at fucking, you know, somebody like Colin Kaepernick, who he wasn't a victim, but what he sort of stood for. Yeah. I think that that's sort of what he was going for. Jussie was trying to become like somebody that had that sort of like, you know,
Hero thing, you know, Zimmerman.
Yeah. But did he like actually get beat up and everything and then was like, oh, I can turn this into
No. He hired the guys to fucking hit him. Yeah. I don't know if they hit him, but he had a bruise on his face and a cut. So he either hit himself or, but yeah, dude, it was, the whole thing sucks.
The story is full of holes.
Stinks.
The story doesn't work. He was supposedly on the phone with his manager while it happened. The manager supposedly heard everything and corroborated, but then he wouldn't give up the phone records. Was that correct?
Look, people very quickly started questioning the legitimacy of it. Now, what I read about this is that they dropped the charges because it was going to be more difficult to prosecute than they probably initially thought. It was such a high-profile case. It was so crazy that, first of all, the court of public opinion, this guy's a piece of shit. Like, everyone on Twitter, there's so much. So to find people and find jurors that weren't already sort of having a specific opinion on this. And then you also look at like what the crime is. Like the reality is he filed a false police report. That happens so much that it's like the only reason that everyone's freaking out is because it's high profile. And it sort of snowballed into a bigger thing. So when you really look at what the actual crime is, you know, it's sort of a victimless crime. Like, who the fuck is he? He hires somebody to stage a thing. Yeah, he wasted police resources. It sucks. He's a piece of shit. But the bigger thing here is that this guy who had a promising career, who was, you know, a good looking guy, star of a TV show, maybe he wasn't happy with the fucking, but it's such a greedy.
He's also feeding the divide that this country has,
which is awful.
Yeah.
So, but the reality is, the worst thing possible could either already happen to him. Like, what could have possibly happened? He could have done a year in jail, maybe. I don't know exactly. Like, but he lost everything now. He lost everything.
Yeah, it's not coming back because it's dismissed.
I mean, he's not getting any more work or anything.
It's over, dude. His entire career, everything, he's a laughing stock. That hurts way more, especially if you're somebody who's been acting since you were a kid, singing, being a musician, being an artist. We're fucking comics, right? And we romanticize what that is and how fucking important the job that we do and what we put into it and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something, dude.
We're really up our own asses.
We really are. A guy who's been playing piano and is a singer and acting his whole... The amount of work that goes into sort of creating that, you know, it's not...
Having to choose to be gay. It's a lot.
But, you know, it's so much more than you think into what the fuck do you... What else can he do? It's over now. You know, there's no going around it. It's like...
It's so funny. I feel like me and you live in such different bubbles. Because, like, my liberal faggot bubble that exists online, everyone I see posting is like, see, told you he didn't do anything.
Really?
Wow.
A lot of people I see are posting, like, this is proof he didn't do anything and he was attacked.
People you followed do that?
Like, friends on Facebook.
That's crazy.
Well, somebody made an interesting point. They said, we don't know because it's closed. They sealed, like, the documents or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't sue Chicago... then he did it. Like if he didn't do it and then he got out of it because the police chief came out and fucking said that this guy is a piece of shit and did this, and he did a public press conference
with the mayor standing next to him.
Yeah, with the mayor standing next to him. Like, you destroyed this guy's career. If he didn't do it, I mean, they would literally be liable for that. Like, you know, it's how that was handled. So the reality is this guy's probably just going to disappear. And that's that. I mean, is there any salvation? Is there anything?
I forgot who said it, but someone said he's going to have he would have a reality TV show in 4 years and people are going to love him and everything.
Maybe could, but I don't know if he's interesting enough. The other thing about good looking actors and musicians is they're not really interesting, right? So being an actor and musician, you have a conversation with them. They don't have great podcasts most of the time. Sometimes they do, and it's like you're like, wow, it's great, right? But most of the time, they're not actually really interesting people. The fact that Jamie Jossa has a great podcast and can hold conversations the way that he does is rare. Most time, people that are very talented in that realm, they don't have also the talent to sort of go and be charming or interesting or mm-hmm. They're good looking and they're fucking they can sing really well. So, do you think that Ariana Grande has an interesting personality? Says anything interesting ever?
No, probably not.
Plus, in 4 years, he'll be totally forgotten, right? No matter what, it would have to be sooner than
4 years.
Right?
It's going to happen. 6 months.
6 months.
People are going to fucking forget.
Yeah. Oh, it's over. In 2 weeks, I'll forget about it. It's just not.
In 6 months, he's going to. It's going to be, what was that guy's name again?
Yeah.
You know what that is? Is the proof, though, like you said to your friends, like on Facebook, are like, he's innocent. That it'll just settle into this confusing mess and he'll probably be okay in a few months. People will be so confused. They're like, well, didn't they dismiss the charges? But yeah, I heard this. And then it'll just be confused.
Like, the lacrosse team, the Duke lacrosse thing, where it's remembered for one thing and nobody remembers what happened after.
I think he will forever be remembered as the guy who made up the fact that this happened. I think that in general, maybe there are some people that are saying like, look, say, I would assume that the dialogue in the comments on those things are very much a back and forth.
Yeah, and that's why he won't get work, because if anybody wants to even hire him as an actor, they don't want people to be like, oh, is this the fucking guy who blah 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 blah? He'll be like OJ. He'll always be remembered.
He can
for
maybe
this.
And I said this a while ago, he can maybe do stand-up. Stand-up is such a
or a prank show.
You ever been walking down the street and some guys beat the fucking shit out of you and put a noose around your neck?
You could do it like, look, if Jussie Smollett did the Jussie Smollett podcast right now, everyone in the world would listen.
Just the facts.
Just the facts. JSS. I'll pitch it to him right now. Get me his fucking agent on the line. Did they drop him? I mean,
dude,
if he did a podcast right now, everyone in the world would listen to the Jussie Smollett podcast.
Small talk.
Ooh, even
Jesus
better.
Jesus Christ.
Even better.
Good man.
And it would be even if it's just to hate it, but it doesn't matter. Downloads are fucking downloads. It's like that old Howard Stern thing. It's like the people that they're gonna listen to fucking hate on this guy.
Yeah.
And if he came out and he was honest and leaned into it as sort of a villain and was like, "Look, bitch, I'm just trying to take advantage and get my shit." If he was even real with it and was like, "I was just trying to get ahead. It's a shitty fucking business. I was trying to do whatever I did. I fucked up." There's salvation in that honesty. There's a fan base and there are people, especially like comedy fans, which are a bunch of fucking misfits. There are people that would go, all right, fuck it. Well, whatever. I've done worse.
Yeah.
People have done worse things and you know, come back from that. People fucking molest children and rape chicks and direct movies and fucking like, it's a weird business that we live in.
Did you just read my resume?
but you have to, I think you have to be somewhat honest about it and somewhat real, but I think he'll probably disappear.
I mean, I don't know, too. He was also already doing okay, right? He's on a TV show, so how much?
But he was on what? Power?
Are going to be like, you need Empire. More? Empire? You know, oops. What? That's crazy.
He had to be doing pretty
Black
well.
Blackish on Tyler Perry's presents.
The NBA? You're just naming every black show. The news.
What, Jenna?
Did you see the... So he still might face federal charges because of a letter that was sent. Did you see the letter?
Oh, with the letter with the aspirin in it or whatever?
This is the letter. And they said that they searched the brother's house and that they found that there were pages missing from magazines, but they can't necessarily... They don't know exactly where it came
Jussie
from.
Jussie Smollett, Empire. It says...
I like how James Corden is just so happy in the corner of that picture. fucking black fag right there.
You will die, black fag. Black Fag, my favorite punk band. That it's funny, like you could tell that what he did with the handwriting is like he's definitely seen a documentary on how they analyze handwriting because he purposely.
The L's is what. Is that two L's and the one L is backwards?
Yeah. He's doing it like even with the really sharp S's. Because what they do is when they analyze handwriting, they look for like certain way you loop things, the angles that the letters go. It's actually really an interesting thing if you've ever like seen one of those crime shows. But when they – that was like a thing when they analyzed like Kurt Cobain's suicide letter, right? They said they were like differences in like the loops or whatever. So I guess he sent this letter to himself and said that that he got it in the mail and there was a substance in it. It turned out to be like crushed up Tylenol. So he can still face charges on that. Yeah, I mean, look, throw the book at him. I think he's a piece of shit. But I'm also not. What is sure, put him in jail for a few months. Like, I don't really give a shit. I'm just not. There's no emotion on me where I'm going like, oh my god, this guy's got to be put behind bars.
No,
I just think like, I don't know if putting people behind bars is necessarily always the best answer. He got the worst thing in the world. He's an embarrassment. Everyone that he knows, every one of his family members. He's got a little sister who's a singer. Like, her name is fucking just destroyed. Like, the Smollett name has that stigma attached to it. You know, he is dealing with so much worse than spending some time in a jail cell for a little while.
It is insane that he came up with a scenario, but more insane that he thought he could get away with it. In this day and age, it's fucking truly insane that you think with the media.
He did get away with it, in a way.
He could have just hired two white guys. For the love of God.
What were they like?
But it's dismissed. Like
Mexican or something?
It's no, also, they were giant jacked black dudes. And then he said that he was talking to them, that he was giving them workout tips. Wasn't that one of the stories?
No, one of them was his personal trainer. That actually was the truth. But they were actors that, you know, they both did small like extra work on Empire or whatever. But here's the thing. If you want to get away with a crime like that, you can't include that many people. You can't have a verbal paper trail. Mm-hmm. And a literal paper trail, like you wrote them a check, and they used Ubers, and it's like you're creating too much of a digital imprint. If he wanted to get away with this, he needed to just make up the story altogether. He needed to hit himself, file the police report, and describe it as this happening. All of the other having even the guys there, it sort of doesn't make any sense. Like there was no cameras to catch them on. If there was the cameras that did catch them walking down another street. Gave people a lead that it wasn't the right guys. There was no side of it like I can see if it was on cell phone video and he's like, you know, like going like, hey, what's going on? I'm on thing. And then it's like, what's up, N-word? Then he gets hit. But he's a fucking moron. This guy Jussie's a moron. The reason he would never go to a podcast or do anything because he's dumb. Because you see the whole thing and you go like, why would you even make it about you, like really that much about you? They said, you know, they were like, what did they call him? They specifically said it was.
I think they yelled, "Hey, Empire!"
Yeah, they go, "Hey, Empire!" And then they hit him. So the story's not even that believable. Like they specifically found you at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago. Yeah. Like these people that he should have just said a white guy fucking hit him and called him the N-word and then filed that police report. And
it doesn't even make sense. White guys don't even watch Empire.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how would they even know?
Exactly. Actually, that was a point that was made that I thought was somebody who was being funny, but it was like a news source.
Yeah.
And they were like, and it's true. How would they find nobody?
So the two options are either that they were stalking him, found him outside of a Subway restaurant at 2 o'clock in the morning and brought all those supplies, or they were two dudes who were so racist.
They're just walking around.
They're
with
walking
a noose,
around with a noose and bleach.
Just swinging it on their finger.
With MAGA hats.
Yeah.
Going, well, let's wait until we see a gay black guy walk by. And then they're like, oh, it's the gay black from our favorite show.
I mean, look, the other side of it, it could be that, like, they're two racist guys who want to go commit hate crime that night and make a point and fucking, that does happen. You know, on both sides, that happens. People commit hate crimes.
It's the one or the other, though, that those two guys went out to commit a hate crime randomly
and
recognized the
and
guy
happened
from
to recognize
show,
this guy was
it's
crazy.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the whole thing is batshit. So he's the moron. If you look at somebody like that, you go.
But that's ego. Because he wanted to say he was recognized.
Yes, exactly.
Of course.
His ego was what got him.
And he could have gotten away with it. If he would have just, because even if people didn't believe it,
because people question things all the time. He would have received so much support from the community, and there's just no paper trail to get him caught. There's no guys to interview. There's no nothing. It's just his word versus somebody else's word. Did this happen or did it not happen? There was no camera. There's no footage of it. We didn't see any guys. I swear to God this happened. I have no idea why there's no camera footage. I have no idea why you didn't get them coming down an alleyway.
It was a lazy crime. Like, there's definitely a receipt of them buying, like, bleach in the news, and they're like, do you have MAGA hats?
They asked the fucking usher. They went into, like, a regular clothing store and asked for a MAGA hat. It's clueless. Fucking batshit. Yeah. It's the stupidest.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett is the dumbest fucking person in the world. But at the same time, separate how you feel on the political side about this. Do you think that you should put somebody in prison for that?
Well, it depends on how it affected. It does depend on how it affected the country, because if it created this big fucking wave.
But did
wave,
he affect the country, or did the media sort of allow it to, you know, blow up into a big crazy thing? Is that, like, that's almost like you can't, like.
Part of me says the only reason I would lean towards maybe jail time is because there were cops that were working on something real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
who
true.
Got pulled away from
Chicago.
That.
Sure,
well, it's also the same thing about, like, people who fake being raped should go to jail in a way, or at least something. There should be some punishment.
I mean,
the difference with that, though, is that there is an accused person. So that's not victimless. There's a person who's legitimately a victim there, and the guy that's being accused, and you're ruining his life, in the best case scenario, maybe ruining his life having his fucking family and friends question who he is and his job.
That's
and,
true.
You know,
these
so
were supposed to be two random guys.
I have a problem with, this is sort of like just a philosophy that I have. If there's not a real victim, you're actually not hurting somebody, you're not taking somebody's property or hurting somebody, putting somebody in a jail cell if they gave him a year in jail, I wouldn't bat an eye. I wouldn't go like, oh my God, like, sure. I'm just not freaking out and going like, it needs to be jail time. I kind of look at it and go like, well, he filed a false police report. It was a dumb fucking hoax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he's not doing it. I mean, the last time I drank, I prank called 911 and spent 2 days in jail.
Whoa.
Misuse of 911's on my record. Yeah, for real. 2006. Wow. They put me in jail for two days.
Did you tell the story on the show?
I've told him, like, maybe I have, yeah.
What happened? Just give me a quick synopsis, because if you didn't, I'd love to hear
it. I don't remember it, so if he told me.
The last time I drank, it was 2006, and I just got drunk in my hometown of Charlotte at that time. Blackout drunk. Kicked out of a bar. And now this is a blackout, so this has all been told to me.
This is 2006.
2006. May 2006.
And number one song, May 2006. Put it on right now.
That'd be nice.
While we play this
soundtrack, that'd be great.
I like to bring people back to the time.
May 2006. Okay. May 2006.
I'm gonna guess it's a Maroon 5 song.
What was going on in 2006?
Play Creed.
Number one song, though, because it's going to be a pop song, so it's probably not going to be Creed song.
I was going to tell her to put on 911 as a joke by Public Enemy.
Let's guess really quickly. Really quickly. What
pop song?
2006.
Oh. This is like Britney Spears, all those people faded. They faded.
No, they all faded at that
They're
point.
All
they're all gone.
2006 was a blackout drunk year in my
it's
life.
It's a weird, that's a weird, I don't remember what the fuck was happening.
By Eminem,
how old
maybe?
Was I? 24. I just started stand-up comedy.
It's
a dark time.
Dude, that was a really hazy year for me.
Yeah,
so.
2006 was a lost year for me.
I can't even name a fucking, like, a popular band from that era. I can't even.
Name metal bands, maybe.
Justin Timberlake, maybe?
That's post. That's post Backstreet Boys. That's post. Yeah. So then those guys started getting big. So Timberlake was huge
Timberlake
at that
was
time.
Big. Maybe
Eminem
Rihanna?
Was big at that time, right?
No,
he had an
Eminem
album
was,
that year.
Eminem was faded at that time.
Did he have an album that year?
He probably came out with, like, you know, Encore was probably out.
Yeah, this is when he got lame and he did the thing with the puppets. Yeah.
I think Timberlake is Check a very, out. Very good.
Timberlake,
guess.
Rihanna, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Rihanna, Timberlake.
Korn, all those bands were fading by then? Okay.
Yeah, Korn was gone.
You ready?
Man.
Dad, what is it?
It's a Daniel Powder Bad Day.
Jesus Christ.
This was a bad day for you.
This is sort of perfect in a way.
It's famous from American Idol, because this is the song they played when they voted someone off.
Oh, my God.
So they played that when they voted someone off?
What were some other songs? Give me the top five while we just... What else was on at this time? I didn't even know what the song is.
You know the song.
So you had a bad day.
Oh, yeah, this is a good song.
Away. I definitely wasn't listening
Sean
to this.
Sean Paul, Tell me Temperature.
Temperature.
Furtado, Promiscuous.
Nelly Furtado, okay. That bitch. I thought she even existed. Why is our couch going out? Oh, are we shampooing the carpets today? Good.
hated the most.
Okay, so what happened now?
Ooh. Okay, this may be perfect.
So, Paul, what? You had yes. a bad day.
Went out to a bar, friends, drunk, kicked out, my normal behavior. And nice. So my friends stayed in the bar drinking. This has all been told to me, after, you know. And I was on the sidewalk. So one of my buddies like, go out and check on him just to make sure I wasn't walking in traffic doing something stupid. Yeah. One buddy comes out, checks on me like, nah, he's just on his cell phone. Goes back in, they drink. And then police, they see police cars. Supposedly six police cars. So evidently they go outside and I'd called 911 and threatened all kinds of crazy shit from my cell phone. Jesus. I have no recollection. Not a split second.
Like threatening
second.
The bar?
Like threatening. There was talk, someone said, of a bomb threat, but they were like, not about that bar, but it's about another bar.
You were
going to
do a show there?
But I have no recollection of that. Yeah. So it was just saying wild shit, which I've never heard the tape or anything. And then my buddy comes out, he told me this later, and was trying to talk the cops out of it. And the cops were like confused. He said, like, we don't know what's going on, but it's very serious. He's threatening all this crazy shit or saying all this stuff. And
in a weird way, Kent, and just as you're telling the story, as an aside, if you're drunk, like really blackout drunk, can the defense be, I legitimately thought there was a bomb. Legitimately. I said this about TJ Miller when I guess he got into that thing with that chick on the subway where he said she was carrying a bomb, what he thought was a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just say, and just stick to it, I really thought there was a bomb. I saw a guy, I know I'm drunk, but a guy said, we're going to go and set off a bomb in this place.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that, like, being drunk and being wrong, you know, you'd still get public intoxication, but I feel like you could probably get off. But anyway,
maybe,
you,
yeah.
you weren't
was
in that
like,
headspace.
Yeah. Allegedly
obviously.
Said, I don't remember saying any of it. I'm sure I said crazy shit, and I'm sure it was probably, like, angry I get kicked out of a bar and a joke in some twisted way.
Yeah.
Cue the song. The song coming back up is hilarious.
Every time Paul talks during the story,
I talk to this. The worst night of my night.
This also, this song reminds me of you now.
It does. Weird way, my sad eyes.
I never realized how much this song is about Paul Hooper.
Just take some more callers.
So Paul had a bad day.
Worst night of my life. And
called in a bomb threat.
I don't know that it was called in. I don't know what I said. But I woke up in jail with a ticket stuck to my face in like a holding cell, you know? And it was like,
Jesus.
They give you a bag of food. There was just a bologna sandwich and an apple in the corner. I destroyed the brown bag. I was just face down on a ticket. And then I came to and still hammered. And then some of the inmates started like, some guy that had been arrested around the same time. This is what sobered me up. Some dude had been arrested twice that week. Like, he knew the cops and all all the guards and stuff. He's like, last night they brought us in around the same time. And he goes, you were out of fucking line. He goes, the shit you said to those
out
cops.
Out of line?
He's like, they should have punched you in the mouth. He was like,
whoa,
flabbergasted by my behavior. And I'm like, dude.
Whoa.
That
he
was
like,
you.
Look at me. He's like, man, that you were out of hand.
He's
that
like, I couldn't even fuck you.
And I'm like.
Was this a friendly uncle? Why is he going to talk this
he
way?
He was lovable in a way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that sort of.
Listen, mister, you were just not. You were really salty.
Anyway, my buddy tried to get the tape for years, and they told him, they're like, hey, if it's not being used in a future case, we just delete them. And I was relieved. He was going to surprise me, like, here's your 911 call.
Oh, that would have been incredible.
Oh, would have been a secret track on your album?
Oh,
it would have been great. That would have
been
fucking
that
been awesome,
incredible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You want that to disappear? Who cares?
I know, but I sort of don't want to hear that fucking monster that was on that line. I don't know what it was.
But it's also, you know, it's the last time you drank. In a weird way, it's kind of.
It worked.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 days in jail.
What happened? So what happened? How'd you, so you get out of jail. What was the ending result?
They dropped some guy in there. I was going to bail out. My friends were tired of my drinking, so they wouldn't get me out of jail. And the bail was so low. They were like, left me on tough love. And this song is beautiful. And so I didn't know how much money I had. I didn't bail out. And some guy in there, another inmate's like, don't bail out. It's a misdemeanor. Stay in for 2 days. Plead guilty. Time served.
Beautiful. Well,
he was totally right.
You waste the money on the lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a nice white guy. Were you regularly getting into like regular shit like that?
I had a DUI like a few months before. So that was jail twice in 6 months. So that was sort of the pattern. I'm like, this is fucking bad.
This is bad.
Did you shit while you were in jail?
Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first day I had like my own cell, so I shit there. But I was still drunk for a day.
Jesus.
I didn't really have to shit. That part of it wasn't uncomfortable. It was just like.
Yeah, if that was your this. See, this is how nobody cares that you're shitting, Sagalow.
I just wanted
regular.
To know. It was a question.
No, because that's in your head. You're like, oh, you got to shit in front of people.
No, I'm just going like, you know, that. Yeah, shitting in front of people kind of sucks, dude. I've never done it before.
They had
I'm
stalls
sorry.
In this one. Yeah.
Hmm? Oh, they had stalls?
Yeah,
see?
From what I remember. And in your cell, you had your own. So.
And in the story, because of Sagalow's contribution.
I'm asking questions.
I'm crushing it today. My jokes are fire.
Where'd the song go?
It's fine. It's fine. Leave it. No more song.
Wouldn't that be taken down on YouTube or anything? If
they... What, the song?
Yeah.
Or the episode?
This, yeah.
Typically, we don't get taken down. What they do is we get a copyright strike because the way it works on YouTube, it's not even a strike. The strike is a different thing.
Mm-hmm. It just says at the bottom of the page, like under the video, it would be like using the song from
Blank
Records.
It says that, but it's also if you have monetization on, they take either all or a portion of the money. Like BMI or whatever other music licensing companies. Mm-hmm. They don't really give a shit. They want you to use the content because they get paid for it. So when there's advertising on the show, if you're using their content, a lot of times they take all the money in the advertising, but I don't really monetize this show. I have no idea how much money this show is monetized, right? Can you go look and see how much right now, how much money is Realized Podcast that I'm taking? Cause I think every show I get gets a copyright strike because of the outro. We use a song. There's a metal song on the outro that gets a copyright strike every single time. So whoever that band is makes all of the Real Ass Podcast money. Oh, yeah. That's the way it works. Yeah. It's all good. I mean, I would rather have a good show that goes out. I use YouTube as a platform to, be found. People happen upon stuff. They click on stuff. And, that's the best reason for it. And we make money through, various other things.
Yeah, so, you're like Andrew Schultz.
Speaking of which, guys, if you love the show, every episode we have is available on demand. The latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube. You can grab them 3 days a week. They come out on iTunes and YouTube. And make sure you guys go subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's my personal YouTube channel, right? Is it Louis J. Gomez Comedy? Louis J. Gomez Comedy. You can get all the episodes there and clips for my special. But if you want the entire on-demand library at your fingertips, plus the Legion of Skanks library, plus Believe You Me, plus Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, 19 amazing shows here on the network. Tommy Dreamer from ECW is on the network. I fucking love his show. I listen to every episode he does. It's so fucking good. Make sure you guys go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial for the premium service, and you save $1.50 if you decide to keep the membership. So it's $7 a month. You have the entire on-demand library, not just the latest 15 episodes. Also, ad-free episodes, uncensored, so anything we have to censor out for YouTube after the fact, we don't have to do it on Gas Digital. Pre-release, I know people love that as well. You get them 3 to 4 days before they go to iTunes or anywhere else, live chat, and more. So make sure you guys go do that. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP.
And if you guys go to Merch Pump, hoodies are currently $10 off, and we are launching a new Real Ass Podcast hoodie that Lewis is brandishing right now.
That's right. It'll be up as of Friday. If you're listening live, you can't get it until Friday. But when this comes out on iTunes or Saturday, this will be on Friday. When this comes out on iTunes, it's the brand new silver Real Ass Podcast. Both the hoodie and the t-shirt will be available.
Cool.
And the hoodies are $10 off. They're only $40 right now. So it's fucking rock and roll, baby boys. What?
You make about $53 a month.
$53 a month?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, not his bank account, the YouTube.
Is it still there? How much money is in the account?
You need to access that. I can't.
You can just sign in. You have my passwords. How do you know? How would you even know that I make that much money off of YouTube without signing in?
Because it just shows a metric based on the last 28 days, how much your channel made.
Okay. Well, yeah, find out. I should have money in the bank account. In that case, I've had this thing for years. I've never taken a dollar out. Get that money out, Harrington.
$400.
$400? Shut up, son. Yo, guess what? Take that money out. Guess what? Harrington, Shannon, we're splitting it. You guys get $100 each. Get that money out now. Get it out. I don't know how it works. I'm not dealing with it, but I want that money now.
Figure it out.
Legion of Skanks lost like $12,000. Because we didn't realize how much money was just sitting in the account, and then they canceled our channel.
Jesus.
And you can't get the money back. That's just that.
Can you sue them?
I don't know. the process of suing YouTube for $12,000.
Why did you guys lose your channel? Saying this is a black judge. Yeah. So why did you guys lose your channel?
That's so fun. I will gladly let you get that money back. Just tell me what's going on here.
This seems very unfair if you ask me.
You seem like three nice young men. What happened to your podcasts. YouTube channel?
It's one of my favorite mediums.
I'm currently listening to Guys We Fucked, but
have you ever heard of Two Broke Queens? They are not Two Broke Queens. What are they called? Whatever.
They get Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, whatever. I combined. It's a better show.
Yeah,
Two Broke Queens.
Thomas Dale, Tim Dale. I just floundered for another game. It's Thomas Dale, Mateo Lane.
There we go. The other big story today is Cardi B, surviving Cardi B. You guys hear about this?
No, I didn't.
I've been saying this shit for months. People do not, the people like these rappers, yeah, they rob and they steal and they talk, they do all the things they talk about for the most part. Some don't. And then when people are like, oh, you did that? They lose their fucking minds. It's like, what have you been dancing to for months?
Yeah.
Cardi B being like, oh, I'll fucking whatever, kill you or blah, blah, blah. And then they don't expect that these people are actually like this.
So the story is Cardi B is, I guess, getting her own version of Me Too'd for a live streaming video she did a few years ago where she described, and this is a few videos she did, right? You had the videos? Go ahead.
One from 3 years ago where she describes most of the stuff she's being accused of.
Okay, so yeah, play that video, okay? And this is what people are up in arms about.
Right, I did it with my money. So for a bitch to say that I'm the one who fucking deserve it because I don't put in no fucking work, now that's when I feel like niggas is bugging. Because I did it myself. Niggas must have forgot, my nigga, the shit that
she
I did.
In a McDonald's bathroom.
So motherfucking survive. Like, I had to go straight. I had to go, oh yeah, you want to fuck me? Yeah, 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 let's go to this hotel. And I drug niggas up and I rob them. Whoa. That's what I used to do. Whoa. Nothing was motherfucking happening to me, my nigga. Nothing. Nothing. So for a bitch to motherfucking say that I don't deserve shit, that's when I know that they fucking bugging. Because they do not fucking know the shit that I have to do.
Oh, she's crying, though.
Oh. I don't think that's wrong at all. I mean, the drugging people and blah, blah, blah. But
people shocked that a stripper was a bad person?
Yeah. They should look at it like a, like they should look at it like an inspirational kind of story. She used to have to do all this shit.
Well, she also said that her statement's pretty good. Pull up her statement. So people are freaking out saying like, oh my God, she fucking used to drug people. And when she was a stripper, she would fucking drug guys and rob them. So pull up her response. Whether she tweeted it or whatever it is, it's written. So we're going to have to read it on here. I don't think it's actual audio. Here. All right. So zoom in a little more so I can actually read it, please. So I'm seeing on social media that a live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talked about things that I had to do in my past, right or wrong, that I felt I needed to do to make a living. I never claimed to be perfect or come from a perfect world with a perfect past. I always speak my truth and I always own my shit. I'm a part of hip hop culture where you can talk about where you come from and talk about the wrong things you had to do to get where you are. There are rappers who glorify murder, violence, drugs, on robbing, crimes that they feel they had to do to survive. I never glorified the things I brought up in that live. I never put those things in my music because I'm not proud of it and I feel a responsibility to not glorify it. I made the choices that I did at the time because I had very limited options. I was blessed to have been able to rise from that, but so many women have not. Whether or not they were poor choices at the time, I did what I had to do to survive. The men I spoke about in my life were men that I dated, that I was involved with, men that were conscious, willing, and aware. I have a post. I'm sorry. I have a past. I can't change, and we all do.
First of all, somebody tell this bitch what a comma is.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Run on fucking sentence.
Oof.
Holy shit. More like Cardi D minus for that sentence structure.
Mm.
Thank you. I thought the response was great. I thought what she stated was great. And I think that's the point that you were sort of making in hip hop culture. I mean, what do you want? You want real fucking people. Look, these are people.
You have some bad news about Jay-Z's past.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys and girls, or whatever, they did some fucked up shit. You know, I just watched a Motley Crue movie. It's like, holy shit, dude, that you couldn't do that shit anymore.
Yeah,
it's a different time.
Bad movie. You couldn't do that.
Can you believe it on Netflix? But, you know, you have to, you know, it's fucked up.
People pick and choose all the time what they want.
But I hear about strippers fucking drugging dudes and robbing them all the time. I just don't.
I would be very interested to know how the story would go if it were like Channing Tatum.
Oh, well, then it's a major
problem. Some hot dude used to work at a Chippendales and used to drug old ladies and rob them. I wonder if we could be able to fucking play this off like that.
No, no, we couldn't. But look, it's a double standard. But that it exists. I don't live in the world where I think that everything is or should be equal. That's just not the reality, okay? There are double standards that exist. There are advantages and disadvantages. And you know what? The reality is Cardi B will probably get a pass for drugging dudes, fucking them, and robbing them because I don't look at those guys as really being victims. I just don't. I'm sorry. If you bring a stripper home and try to fuck her, you should sort of expect to be robbed and drugged. It's par for the course. These are strippers. You're paying them as a prostitute. That's what's happening there. They're paying them to come back and fuck them. And, you know.
How are these guys not banding together now? There's a huge lawsuit.
I think people
major
are coming
celebrity,
out. I think people
know?
Are coming out, right? Have there been people actually talking about it? Actual victims? She's hot too. She's sexy as shit. That's the other thing. I like fucking crazy bitches. So it's like, this just, the only thing this does is turn me on. Yeah. The entire story, I'm just going like, yeah.
Have I told the story on the show about what? Helping the hooker rob the guy?
No, but go ahead, please.
I used to hook up with this.
Zach's going
to
have a post in like 3 weeks about like, there's things that I did.
I used to hook up with this chubby little Colombian prostitute and she would jerk me off for $20. She was the best.
Nice.
And one night she used to call me at like 3 o'clock in the morning and ask where I was. And she was like, I'm in your neighborhood, and the guy that called me over is too drunk to sit up. And we're watching a movie, and he wants to fuck when the movie's over, but he put the money on the table. So the next time he falls asleep, I'm going to grab the money and run to your house. And I was like, all right, I'll be downstairs. And just this fucking chubby little girl, click, 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 in the fucking chola heels. And I'm like, come on, move, 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 move. She's got the money in her hand. Right? And then she made another 20. And the next morning, like, we have breakfast. I think we hooked up again. I think I talked her down to 10 to watch me jerk off.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go to work. And she's like, oh, just leave me your keys. I'll come meet you at work. And I went, we just robbed someone last night. You think I'm going to give you my fucking keys, whore?
It's just getting stolen from is just not like, yeah, if she, at the time, she should have been arrested and went to jail for it, right?
Right.
It's just sort of like to talk about that in a way where I'm going like, it's just not, once again, there is a victim there and I'm just like, you're a fucking dude. You should have known better.
Of course.
That's the double standard. It's like I go like, you're a fucking fool if you let your guard down with some hooker in your fucking room.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
It's like buying drugs and getting robbed and then calling the cops and being like, they robbed me.
Yeah. You're like, of course, dummy.
You got to take what the risks that come with fucking a hooker in your house.
Yeah. And also, I would rather, you know, people be able to have.
Actually... My roommate got his pants stolen. He went to go buy by drug dealers. He went to go meet his regular dealer and he set him up. And literally, these two guys came with knives. And instead of taking everything from
what are
his
those
pants,
Levi's, take those
cut
off.
Cut his pants off of him.
Oh my God.
And just left him in his underwear in the street.
Was he like, I would have taken my pants off, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I just think, like, people just love to fucking. Just love to kick up dirt about things and pull up some pictures of Cardi B. She's hotter than
she's
I even
so hot.
Realize. She's
anytime someone's
shit.
Like powerful, she's they try to find
ghetto as shit. I love it. Look at her.
Look at that.
Look at her. Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I had to do what I had to do, nigga.
Yeah. And her voice is so hot.
I love that both you and I are fantasizing about getting yelled at, not fucking.
I love it. I love it.
Yelling at us at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Fuck yeah. I don't even like big fake titties, but good for her. Good for her. Let's not be fucking pansies. If you're a man out there online going, this fucking woman, what she did. Guy, who fucking cares, you pussy? Some stripper robbed a dude. You're mad about that? Who cares?
Yeah.
Aren't we not? Isn't the bigger story here is her awesome tits?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the better story? Yeah, she gets a pass. She's hot. Who cares? That's what women get. That's the double standard. Guess what, Shannon? You also, Shannon, you look like a less hot white Cardi B. Pull up Shannon and Cardi B.
She looks like a less white Cardi B.
Yeah. You kind of have a Cardi B look. Not that picture, Shannon. Obviously, pick one that looks like you. God.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
That's it. There she is. Shannon, I like it.
What's the statute of limitations on drugging people and robbing? Like, and she's like, could still be charged, right?
What are you saying, Harrington?
So the first victim came forward, and he said it was about 5 years ago. He was in New York, got robbed, Louis Vuitton belt, the whole nine. The state of New York said he's still within his limits to press charges, but he's chosen not to, and he's going to move on with his life.
Yeah, as he should. Because only a fag would press charges for that.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Oh, my God. She drugged and fucked me?
You found...
Okay, fag. Well, isn't that what you paid for?
Maybe she didn't fuck him. If she didn't fuck him, she should have to fuck him.
Oh, yeah. If she didn't fuck him, she deserves the chair. If she didn't fuck him, that bitch needs to be put down. Are you out of your fucking mind? All of this comes with her fucking him. The money you have in your pocket, you should assume this hooker is going to steal it from you.
Yeah. Anything on you is hers, but you have to fuck her.
What, Harrington?
He came out of the bathroom after finishing his drink. She was twerking on him, and then he was out. So they never fucked.
He doesn't know that they never fucked, though. I would tell everyone that I fuck Cardi B. Still worth it.
Yeah.
I would tell everyone, I fuck Cardi B, doggy. It'd be hot, dude. She's like, hey, I'm not a pussy. I like dangerous, crazy bitches. That's it. My mom did shit like that.
Yeah, your mom couldn't rap.
No, she actually could only whisper toward the end of her life because they had a fryer vocal cords because of the cancer. But that would have been a great rapper.
Mm-hmm.
A whisper rapper? That sounds like a new thing on SoundCloud.
Whispercore?
Whispercore. All right, look, we got to wrap this one up. I don't care about Cardi. Who gives a fuck? Good for you, Cardi B. Surviving Cardi B. I'd love to survive Cardi B. Give me the opportunity.
I'd like to be killed.
Knowing
Cardi B,
all of that, I would literally close my eyes and be like, here, mix my drink, bitch. Please. Yeah. Please. You pussy. You're mad that Cardi B twerked and drugged you. Fuck off. It's a party. People take drugs to pass out.
She should do a rap song to the Bill Cosby theme. She should sample the Cosby theme.
We gotta go. You guys are fucking dope. I love everyone. We'll check you guys on Friday. Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.